long as there'll be music, we'll be coming back again.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. With the inauguration of Donald Trump just a few hours away, President Biden has issued a slew of preemptive pardons, including one for the man who led the nation through COVID and another who called Donald Trump a fascist. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
A final flex of presidential powers. President Biden's pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th committee. All of these people have been heavily criticized by President-elect Trump, who has hinted at revenge against them.
ABC's Karen Travers has a little more on what we know that Donald Trump will say during his second inaugural address.
Trump will say, according to excerpts provided by a senior advisor, quote, "I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success." He'll say a tide of change is sweeping the country.
Today's inauguration will be held inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the cold weather. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. As the Los Angeles wildfires continue to burn, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson reprimanded Democratic politicians in California for their handling of the crisis. Johnson worked his criticisms into last week's confirmation hearing for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to lead Homeland Security in the Trump administration. The Department of Health Services is launching a new digital campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. The agency says menthol sales have increased over the last decade. In Wisconsin, 9,300 young people under age 18 will try cigarettes for the first time every year. Half start with menthol. And DHS is also offering tips on staying warm during our extreme cold weather. They warn that you need to watch out for frostbite and hypothermia and suggest that people need to layer up, limit their time outdoors, and make sure they're staying hydrated. Bitter cold and dangerous wind chills are on tap for today and Tuesday.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high right around zero with a wind chill minus 15 to minus 25 here for most of the day. Tonight will drop to 14 below. Tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 2 above. The bathroom you've always wanted, $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
99.7.
We find a delightful creature called a disc jockey.
It's January 20th. Today is disc jockey day.
I'd like a job as a disc jockey.
DJ!
DJs. Disc jockeys are found everywhere.
National Disc Jockey Day.
Here's one of your real DJ pals.
I love them.
Best DJ on the radio.
Happy DJ Day.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is DJ on DJ Day. Yes, that's part of my new shows. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers running down a dream at 7:04 on Monday morning on Max FM.
It's a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was
was always cold, no sunshine.
'90s and more.
'99.7 Max FM.
Change. Take me to the next.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily at 7:12 on Monday morning. We do have a few housekeeping things to go over this morning, Emily. So please bear with us, everyone. And the first is we do have that cold weather advisory. That's in effect until midnight tonight. Then we have an extreme cold warning in effect from midnight tonight till 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. For the cold weather advisory, wind chill values as low as 27 degrees below zero today. And tomorrow morning, we could see wind chill values between 30 and 35 degrees below zero. It is going to be cold. We do expect that there may be closings, cancellations, and delays tomorrow. And we do need to take a moment and mention that Adams Friendship Area Schools and Mauston Schools are closed today due to the cold weather. Now, many other schools are already closed as today is a federal holiday, and the banks, the post office, City of Baraboo, and Sauk County offices are also closed. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates. If you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please email us those at info@max.fm. You can also text us closing, cancellations, or delays at 608-355-9970. You can always listen to us right here on 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area, and stream us online at max.fm, or, of course, via the free Civic Media app, Emily.
Oh, boy, that was a lot of housekeeping, Dave. You're really good at that. It's like it's your job. You're so good
at it. Yeah, it's like it's almost National DJ Day or something, too, to top it off. So that should be its own holiday in itself.
It absolutely should be, and you would be recognized by all of our millions of listeners. You are a great DJ. So happy Monday to you. Happy Monday to everybody else out there. Please be careful in whatever you do out in the world today and stay warm. It's no joke. I went for a walk yesterday, and it's not even close to what it is today and going to be tomorrow. And it was just funny. Like, people walk, there's very few people walking around. Most of them had a dog, obviously, because that would be the reason that you needed to get out and walk. And people, I mean, people had full on, like you didn't even know who they are. Like, they coats down to their ankles, boots up to their knees, and full face masks and, like, goggles. Just because, like, why have any skin even showing? And I was pretty well covered. I mean, layers and layers and layers and cover, you know, and I felt okay. But as soon as the wind blew, any skin that was showing, it was miserable. So, yeah, just be careful. No joke.
Yeah, it's going to be cold out there. I was working yesterday with Wendy, and we were doing a few things yesterday, and I have my heavy coat out. I actually am going to be wearing a hat today, heavy-duty gloves. It is going to be cold, and there's no question about it, and we want to make sure everyone's aware of that. And the other part of that is we are going to monitor that throughout the day, so that is what we're doing, and we will provide updates throughout the day as we need. When we get new closings, cancellations, delays, so forth and so on, we will put those on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. The other thing I do want to mention, too, is I have observed a few posts on social media about people asking about the trash collection in the city of Baraboo today and if there is trash collection or not. Yes, there is trash collection in the city of Baraboo today. It is a regular day for Peterson Sanitation Incorporated per their Facebook page. So, yes, trash is being picked up in Baraboo. Those garbage carts should have been out by 7 o'clock this morning. So have them out there. They will pick them up. We have no other words from them if that is changing or not. So the normal garbage collection day in the city of Baraboo. So, see, that's what we do. We keep up with that. We also have people asking if Baraboo State Bank is open today on social media. They are not. It is a federal holiday. Most banks are not open. You're also not going to get mail today, Emily.
No, you're not going to get mail today. And I think it's a day to try to stay inside and just keep things simple, right? I just wanted to comment, though, on something I heard you say. because I can give you a hard time because that's kind of part of my job.
Right.
Did you say you are going to wear a hat today? Like, this is like a first time thing? Because haven't you been listening to my momming? Like, put the hat on your head when it's cold, 70% of the heat escapes to your head. You're talking about this is like the first time ever you're going to wear a hat this winter or ever?
No, I've worn them. Well, I've worn them off and on, but yesterday I did not have one on, or when I was out playing with the dog on Saturday, did not have one on. There will be one on my dome today. It's not quite as thick as what it used to be up there. So, yes, Mom, I am wearing my hat today, so... Linda, and my other wife, you're kind of like my work wife, and then I have my other wife, too, and she is in the other room just shaking her head right now because, you know, this discussion also happens in our household, so, yes.
You're like my kids. Like, seriously, put on clothes and hat, and my son is still wearing tennis shoes every day. I'm like, yo, we have, like, three pairs of boots for you. He's like, I'm good. That's his answer. I'm good. Sounds like you kind of might give the same answer when someone's like, Dave, put on a hat. I'm good. Like,
well,
you got three people trying to take care of your warmth. Now get to it. Put on a hat.
Well, and I do have my tennis shoes on, so we won't even talk about that. But you know what we should talk about is, according to a Business Insider, 85% of Americans eat at McDonald's at least once a year. But is there anything healthy to eat there? And before we go too far on this, I'm going to let everyone take a guess today if they want to have a little fun with us. What did we have for breakfast on Saturday and Sunday? And one wants to take a guess on that, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app, because I can tell you it was not your normal breakfast either day. Shenanigans were afoot yesterday. Yep.
It's breakfast chatter with Dave and Emily in the morning show. Every Monday we get to chatter about what Dave had for breakfast over the weekend because it's probably not breakfast food. But we'll see. I don't know what it is, so I'm probably texting and guessing myself. Like, I mean, maybe it's like spaghetti and meatballs. Who knows? It could be something completely crazy. But we're just gonna let the guesses come on in. Go ahead and guess, what did Dave have for breakfast Saturday and Sunday? Apparently they are off the charts, not normal. So whatever charts those might be, I don't know what charts they're talking about when they say off the charts. I love like euphemisms and all those old, like where did those sayings come from? So you'll probably hear more of that coming from me because I love unwinding the history of where sayings come from because you'd be surprised. But my guess is off the charts is probably something to do with the music charts, but I don't know. Who knows?
We'll find out.
Go ahead. If you know, why don't you let us know? You know, the more you know on the morning show.
That was exactly. Kind of there you motto. Go. Also text that in. So we're going to go back to the healthy items you can eat at McDonald's. I'm going to start with number 6, a vanilla cone. It has 5 grams of protein and 15% of your daily calcium. Emily,
so
number 5 surprises me. Do you have that up on your screen?
2. McCafe Americano. Enjoy your caffeine fix with 0 grams of sugar. Okay, just because it doesn't have sugar doesn't mean it's good for you. Like, is that where the baseline is? Like,
I think they're talking about just plain coffee. I'm not sure.
Well,
I've never
heard. So there's milk and stuff in it, right? Americano has like steamed milk. So
yeah, okay, there you go. I didn't even know that. So steamed milk and coffee.
Learning
number
stuff.
4.
Learning stuff.
Yep. The hamburger. It has a healthier nutritional makeup compared to their other burgers. So the keywords are compared to. Basically, it's just a smaller burger they offer. And number 3,
the
Emily.
They're starting with, I don't know, McCrispy. Number 3, McCrispy. Fried chicken isn't ideal, but it only has 470 calories, and it comes with 26 grams of protein. Whoop, whoop. No.
Well,
I don't think so.
Doesn't say anything about condiments either, you know? So is that the plain McCrispy? I'm not sure. That's how you might. Number 2, Egg McMuffin. It has 310 calories with 17 grams of protein, 13 grams of fat, and 30 grams of carbs. And no, that's not what we ate for breakfast yesterday from McDonald's.
310 calories? You can eat an Egg McMuffin in like 3 bites. That's just not fair.
Yes.
I like number 1. I'm down with this one. You got old apple slices. I can't believe they still have them. They only have 15 calories and 4 grams of carbs. And boy, they don't taste a lot like apples because they've been hanging out in a plastic wrapping for a long time.
So they
similar to an apple. And you'd think it was an apple. I guess it was an apple at one point, but it's pretty much... Yeah, it's kind of gone the other way at this point. So there you go, folks. The healthy choices at McDonald's. I don't know if these are the things that Dave had for breakfast on Saturday and Sunday morning this weekend, but we are We are going to find out. And I have to say, I'm proud because when you first said 85% of Americans eat McDonald's, at least I thought it was going to be way more often than once a year. So that's good. I think that's good. I think people need to lean away from that fast food because easy doesn't mean good, right? Convenient.
No, it doesn't.
Better. So, and McDonald's is the number one most convenient thing, I think, you know, fast food is. And
right.
It's fun sometimes. It's a treat sometimes. But you just, you know, like, yeah, it's not great for you.
No, it's not. So if you want to guess what Dave and Wendy had for breakfast on Saturday or Sunday, I'll give you a hint. One day it was not fast food, 608-355-9970. You know it's bad when you walk into one of the establishments and they ask if we're having a sampler platter for breakfast. That was not it either.
Oh,
that was
no.
last Saturday. So, yeah, so it gives a few hints.
These guys have sampler platters for breakfast. You're on some kind of list on the wall.
Yeah, I know. It was like, wow.
Do you want your regular sampler platter for breakfast?
Yeah, at least they didn't say, do you want an old-fashioned with your sampler platter for breakfast?
I mean, the only person that knows if they did ask that is you, Wendy, and the bartender. So we'll never know.
So we'll see. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about it at 8:40 when we talk about calendar days, which National DJ Day was not on there. So I do want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our DJs here at Max FM. Each and every one of you are greatly appreciated. I appreciate the chance to work with every one of you. I thank you so much. It's just such a great place to work, and it's because of all of you. So thank you.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, thanks everybody for listening to us too. We really appreciate our listeners, everybody out there who interacts with us. And if you don't interact with us and you're still listening, we know you're there. Thank you so much. Like, it's dreamy being a DJ. So thank you all of you for allowing me to be here and Dave for being my partner. So much fun.
You bet. It is a blast. So Emily, you'll be back with me at 7:40 for birthdays and anniversaries.
Woohoo, sweet.
More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. The Sauk Prairie Show Choir Invitational will be happening Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. Ticket options include a Friday night only, the all-day pass on Saturday, or an all-weekend pass. Kids 5 and under will get in for free. Check out the Sauk Prairie School website for all the details and the full schedule, as a number of show choirs from all around the area will be competing at this event. Again, Friday and Saturday at Sauk Prairie High School. And then on Sunday the 26th, it's the Sauk Prairie FFA Annual Toy Show and Pancake Breakfast. It's from 8:30 until 2 p.m. The Pancake Breakfast will be from 8 a.m. until 11:30. All the show details and information can be found at SaukPrairieFFA.com/toyshow. And celebrate Catholic Schools Week on Saturday at the Spaghetti Dinner at St. Mary's School in Portage. This will take place in the gymnasium. It's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and a salad bar. Desserts will be available for purchase as well. 4:30 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 25th. And bundle up and enjoy a torch-lit hike at Devil's Lake State Park. The friends will stroll on a 1.5-mile-long trail from the Rock Elm Shelter up the hill to the Northern Lights Campground. You'll be following torches lit through the darkness. And then at the end of the hike, they'll have a bonfire lit and an opportunity to enjoy s'mores. This is a free event. Donations are always welcome, and you will need a park sticker to enter the park. This is going to be happening on Saturday from 5:30 until 7:30 at Devil's Lake State Park.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Max and
and more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:30 on Monday morning. Pharrell Williams, happy. And you know, a few people are not so happy because it's cold outside, but you know what? Stay inside playing things you can do inside today, or bundle up if you are out and about. Due to the extreme cold, we have two schools that are closed in our area. Adams Friendship Schools are closed. All after-school activities are canceled. Mauston Schools are closed on Monday. All after-school activities are canceled, except evening board meetings will be held as scheduled. As a reminder, today is a federal holiday. Many schools are already closed. Also, banks, the post office, the City of Baraboo, and Sauk County offices are closed. However, Peterson Sanitation is picking up trash in the City of Baraboo. Garbage carts must be out by 7 7 a.m. each morning for pickup. So if you've not already got them out there, please get them out there as trash is still being picked up as scheduled. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM for further updates in the Baraboo area, 103.7 in the Reedsburg area. Stream us online at max.fm or use the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. If you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please email those to us at info@max.fm or text us at 608-355-9970. Also, now is the time to text in those birthdays and anniversaries. Emily and I will talk about those shortly. Also, if you want to text in and guess what Dave and Wendy had for breakfast on Saturday or Sunday, we'll look at what those guesses are. It is not normal breakfast food. That is the only hint I have for you right now. Again, more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily coming up. We're going to take a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The NFL Championship games are set after a pair of contests yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Buffalo held on to beat Baltimore 27-25 to set up a date in the AFC Championship at Kansas City next Sunday. Saquon Barkley rushing for 205 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Eagles to a 28-22 win over the Rams. And that sets up a date at home against Washington for the NFC title on Sunday. Ohio State and Notre Dame cap off the college football season tonight, playing for the national championship in Atlanta. That one kicks at 6:30 this evening. The Bucks beat Philadelphia 123-109 last night for their fourth straight win. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points and 15 rebounds, and Damian Lillard added 25 points, becoming the 38th player in NBA history to reach the 22,000-point milestone. In the Horizon League yesterday, Robert Morris beat Milwaukee 81-79. Youngstown State over Green Bay 73-69. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
City weather.
Partly cloudy and cold today, our high right around zero with a wind chill minus 15 to minus 25 here for most of the day. Tonight will drop to 14 below. Tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with a high of 2 above. The bathroom you've always wanted, $99 a month from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently it's 8 below.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:34 on Monday morning. As if I'm not sweet enough, pour some sugar on me with Def Leppard on Max FM.
Walk this way, you and me, babe. Can I be your man? Hey, 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 hey.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. We do have a couple of quick housekeeping items before we get to birthdays and anniversaries. The first is we do have that cold weather advisory until midnight tonight due to wind chill values of 27 below zero and an extreme cold warning in effect from midnight tonight until 9 a.m. tomorrow due to wind chill values around 35 to below zero tomorrow morning. We do expect that there may be some closings and cancellations, and we do have some to report this morning. As a reminder, today is a federal holiday and many schools are already closed. Also, the banks, the post office, the city of Baraboo, and Sauk County offices are closed. Pearson Sanitation is working and picking up trash in the Baraboo area, so if Monday's your normal day for refuse pickup, those garbage carts should have been out by 7 a.m. this morning. Adams Friendship and Mauston schools are closed today due to the cold weather. Stay tuned to 99.7 Max FM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. Stream us online at max.fm or via the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. If you have a closing, cancellation, or delay, please email us at info@max.fm or text us at 608-355-9970, and we will be sure to get those on air. We will update our Facebook page this morning as well. We want to keep everyone in the loop as to what's going on this morning, Emily.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you again for that awesome update, Dave. You just have so much going on and so much to share with us to keep everybody aware of what's going on outside and everywhere around the listening area. So thank you for that. Be careful out there, folks. It is cold. But
yes,
not as sweet as Dave, and pour some sugar on me. That was a good segue. I like that one. I was giggling to myself on that.
Yeah, I was having a little bit of fun with that this morning. I saw some eye rolls in the studio this morning here as well when I did that. So,
no.
You know, I was having a little bit of fun with it, you know, because, you know, that's what we're doing this morning. We want to make sure everyone's having fun. We know that it's cold outside, and, you know, 608-355-9970, text birthdays and anniversaries. Also, if you want to take a guess as to what Dave and Wendy had for breakfast on Saturday or Sunday, and no, Chris, it was not the sampler basket. Sorry, that is not it.
That's checked. Yeah. That box is checked. That's been done. I don't think that's going to be happening again anytime soon. I'm going to have to call your doctor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, deep fried sampler basket. Oh my goodness, so good. But so not good for you, but it's like everything. Enjoy in moderation.
There's the bossy boss mom voice. Enjoy in moderation.
Exactly.
Way low. Bossy boss.
Yes.
Oh, well, it is today, January 20th. It is people's birthdays today. And we're going to mention again, today's National DJ Day. DJ Day, even though it doesn't make calendar days. We don't care. It's on some kind of list. So we're going to go ahead and tell you about it and celebrate ourselves because we are DJs. And that's awesome. And we wouldn't be able to be DJs without you guys. So thanks, you guys, for listening to us and supporting us and texting things in like, what did Dave and Wendy have for breakfast over the weekend? Because who knows? Could be anything. Anyways, let's hit up some birthdays, shall we? Let's see here. Oh, there's some. Okay, Edwin Buzz Aldrin is 95, the second man on the moon. That's awesome. 95 years old. That's awesome. Wow.
It is. And Eric Stewart is 80. He's a member of 10CC. I mean, 80 years old. I mean, we have some great birthdays on this list. I mean, and we have a lot of country singers on this list. I'm going to preface it with that as well.
It's interesting. I don't know if like the list is leading towards country singers or if there's some reason that like 9 months ago today, country fans were, I don't know, getting ready to have babies that are going to be country singers. I don't know. That's, All right. So this one's not a country singer, but Evan Peters is 38. He was an American horror story. You might also know him as Magneto's son, Quicksilver, in X-Men Days of Future Past, X-Men Apocalypse, and X-Men Dark Phoenix. I don't think I saw any of those X-Men movies. I don't
Me
know.
Neither.
How many is there? I saw a couple.
I've never seen any of them.
Man, they were good. Like, there's no reason to have that many when the first couple are good. I mean, I guess that's what they keep trying for, but good Lord. I mean, those good movie watchers like me and Dave didn't see those. So
right. Maybe, that says something.
Well, the quitting's good kind of thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Ivy Levin is 38. Pop beauty who played Trixie, the blonde usherette who introduces the movie in Rocky Horror Picture Show remake with the song science fiction double feature.
Yes, and we mentioned some country singers. Brantley Gilbert is 40 years old, country singer, and John Michael Montgomery, he is 60 years old. He's had 20 top 10 country songs. So his brother is Eddie Montgomery from Montgomery Gentry, so obviously there's some, you know, music in the blood. We do have Paul Stanley, 73, the star child, lead singer of Kiss, who's now on his third hip. Real name is Stanley Eisen, in case you didn't know that, Emily.
Third hip, ouch.
Yeah.
Skeet Ulrich is 55, Jughead's dad, the leader of the Southside Serpents on Riverdale. He was also one of the killers in the original Scream in 1996. Real name, Brian Ray Trout. Not talking a whole lot of trash, but I think Skeet Ulrich maybe is a better name. I don't know. Who cares? You can do whatever
I'm
you want here.
I'm just guessing
celebrity.
That is.
and then Rainn Wilson. Did you get this guy? Dwight Schrute on The Office?
Dwight!
59. Yeah, Dwight is 59. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm sorry. I just knew him as Dwight. So
do I.
The Office, 59 years old. Dave really likes that character. Listen to him giggle. He's like, got a friend in Dwight.
Well, you know, when you just get into the whole, it's a great show. I mean, and again, we talk about office spacing equipment. We were in the old studio yesterday due to some shenanigans that happened. And wanted to grab one of the chairs. And yeah, that chair is no longer going to be with us. You know, I said, let's go office spacing.
Office space in a chair? What is going on?
Well, we didn't do too much.
Driving them bonkers.
Yeah, well, we thought about going in the parking lot and office spacing it, and then we remembered how cold it was out there, so we're like, no, we'll save that for another day. So it ended up with the other pile of chairs that are slowly accumulating. Yeah.
Are we going to have, like, a chair bonfire? Just kidding. That would be totally against any rules.
Yeah, we don't want to get in trouble with the local authorities. No, we are not having any bonfires. We're not doing anything bad with them. You know, and here's the thing. I'll just plug our maxfmbigdeals.com. You can get the disorderly conduct rage room. That might be a better way to get rid of that pent-up frustration.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. Although you just told us that you did the office spacing of the chair. So maybe just do as Dave says, not as Dave does, and get the disorderly conduct gift certificate from bigdeals.com because that's probably a better way. And I'll be able to report soon about that because I'm going to check it out. So
I think we need video.
Have some real reports. Yeah. Why not?
I think we do.
Video.
I think it'd be a great idea. I think that's something. Right. It does sound like a lot of fun. I can't wait till you check it out. And again, what we're talking about is you go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. It's a disorderly conduct rage room. Emily bought some of those certificates. So that is something that just seems like a lot of fun. And I'm going to look at it right now because we started talking about it. And I'm just going to go say, this is a $50 certificate. You can get it for just $35. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you don't have to wait for us to send it to you. You can slug it out in a rage room with a baseball bat or a sledgehammer. That is sounding fun. And Emily, I know you can't.
People need to know about us to know about the fact that we both are like, ooh, I want to do that, like, right away. Like, there was no doubt. Like, we didn't have a conversation about this before.
No.
We didn't, like, ask each other, like, should we talk about that on the air? Whether or not we can strap stuff in a room? Like, we did not have this conversation. And we came up on Max FM Big Deals, and we were like, oh, my God, I want to do this. And then the other one was like, like, I mean, that's just why we're here. That's why this team works out, because things like that are commonalities between us and our personalities on this show. Yeah. So that works out fine.
It's nothing to do with the fact we want to break stuff or that we have this rage that we need to go break stuff. So, you know,
honestly,
it's
just advertising for Big Deals FM.
Yes.
Nothing personal.
But that does seem like a great deal. So you got to go check it out. But it is a fun way to do it. And, you know, it's a great time to be doing indoor activities when it's this cold out as well. And, you know, so that's kind of why we mentioned that as well. So, and again, real quick, as we talk about the cold, if you have a closing, cancellation, or delay that you want us to pass along, email us at info@max.fm or text us 608-355-9970. I'll be keeping tabs on that throughout the day. And then once we do have some, I will create a Facebook post. You'll hear me break in throughout the day if we do have those. That's kind of how it happens. And we'll keep a closer eye on the schools later on today because we are expecting we may see some school closings tomorrow. I know there's been a lot of chatter about it. So we'll keep an eye on that even as it gets into the evening because that's what we do, Emily.
Absolutely. And there's definitely been a lot of chatter, especially if you have kids. Those kids are talking about, oh, I don't think we're going to have school on Tuesday. I mean, it's like already been decided. Like they're trying to make plans already. You know, it's like, you guys, it's not
a for sure thing.
Yet, you know, they were trying to make plans on Saturday for Tuesday.
it's not how this works.
This is not how they're like, well, just in case, you know.
Yeah, right. Just in case we don't have school.
Chatter away, kids. It's nothing is decided yet, and we don't have any control over that. We're just the messenger, so
exactly. So, Emily, you will be back with me at 8:10 as we talk about our pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
All right, I love that. Looking forward to it.
You betcha. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Four legends in music, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis, come together for a special performance as One Night in Memphis on Tuesday, January 21st at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. This matinee performance with lunch stars former cast members of the Broadway smash Million Dollar Quartet and is sure to keep you entertained. Lunch is served at 1 with the show starting at 2:30. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. Also coming in January are tributes to The Doors, Aerosmith, and two big shows by the original Broadway cast of Jersey Boys. From country to oldies and pop to rock, you'll find the best tribute bands in the country at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells. And with 70 concerts planned for the year at the Legacy Dinner Theater, there's sure to be something of interest. See the complete list of upcoming shows and purchase tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Maximum hits.
I want you to want me.
I'm
varieties and more. 99.7 Max FM.
I've got to let you know.